when I actually have like set shots, I like to spin the ball a lot.
Nah, he gets lucky.
Yeah.
He gets lucky.
100% kicking rate, bro.
I don't know. I wear the same jocks.
They're literally mine too, so just think about that.
Bro, what?
Is it true that BK is Ben Thomas's true father?
It is true.
No, it isn't, bro.
His head before the game.
Yeah.
Made him get 20 plus.
Split my eye open. Had to go to hospital after. Yeah. And I'm there just dying on the ground. He's just like, get up.
I saw it.
Okay, welcome back everyone to the Athlete's Mind podcast. If you are new here, make sure you drop a sub and follow us on all the other socials. If you're returning, we appreciate it. You guys will keep this podcast going. Now today, oh my God, this is this holds a special place for the Athlete's Mind and for me. 1 year ago, roughly today, we had you boys on for the first ever episode of The Athlete's Mind. So it's, first of all, it's crazy how quick time has gone, and it's awesome to have you boys back on here. So, how are you boys today? Start with you, Bailey. How's it going?
Yeah, I'm good, mate. Feeling good. How about yourself?
I'm good, mate. I'm good. Yeah. What about you, Ben?
Yeah, I'm all right. I'm all right.
It's good to have you boys back on, you know. It was a good chat last time. People really enjoyed it. So, get into a bit of footy, talk about a bit about Colts and PSA, Ben's experience as well. So, we start every podcast the same. Now, you boys have answered this before, but for the new listeners, we'll go on and answer it again. And that's, how did you actually get into footy? Where'd the journey start?
Started in year 8, halfway through the footy season, rugby season.
Yeah.
Actually, Ben here got me into playing footy, you know, joining my rugby ever since, when I was 8 years old. Thought I'd give footy a try to help the team out, and ever since then, I loved it.
Mm. What about you, Ben?
Love playing footy.
I was born into the sport ever since I was, like, young. You know, my dad's always been watching the footy. He's been coaching me, like, all the way through my juniors and, you know, I just fell in love with the game when I was younger, so...
I think, like, obviously for Bailey, it's different. Like, he came into the game later on. Ben, you're sort of born into it. And we will talk a bit about your rugby and other sports you boys have played later, but I do want to sort of ask you, like, because, you know, it's been cool to see your boys' development and how far you guys have come. Answer this question honestly, but have you guys ever thought of taking your focus onto another sport other than footy? Obviously, for you, Bailey, it would be rugby. Like, did you ever think to a point in time where you were like, oh, I don't really want to play footy anymore, I want to focus on rugby?
Nah, because when I started playing footy, I just, like, completely, like, fell in love with it, you know? I just forgot about rugby, but obviously at school, it was just always around me, but I never really thought of going back to it.
Yeah.
I just thought footy was something that I've always been, you know, wanting to do. Ever since I was like a little kid, I always used to watch footy.
Fair enough. Yeah. And obviously for Ben, I mean, the one that probably sticks out to you, I guess, would be basketball. Yeah. You played like
I played basketball a bit when I was younger, but it's always just been footy.
Yeah.
Always.
Yeah,
always
solely footy.
Yeah.
What about like junior memorable moments for you boys? Like whether that's, doesn't have to even be in footy, but whether that's grand finals, just things that stick out to you both. Yeah. Start with you, Bailey. I'm sure there's a couple rugby ones, footy, grand finals on the list.
Maybe the, back in, when was it? Ages ago, maybe when I was 14, maybe when the regionals thing for rugby. You know, that was pretty good. That was a pretty good time. It was a good series. Another one, probably that year 10 grand final. What a year that was, man.
Yeah, Ben, I guess one that stick out to you would be the Ruse.
Yeah. So the Ruse was last year, in year 11. So basically all the boys from school, we basically just made like a super team. And all of us just went down and played at the Ruse, and I think won the grand final by like over 100 points. Yeah, it was, bro. It was
a good team, man. Some of the players you had in there, every person you'd name was like a solid player.
Yeah.
So that was, and yeah, I came down to that game. That was cool to see you boys win, especially like going back to the Cardies days when we missed out. Obviously.
Always choked in finals, eh?
Yeah, man. So
to bloody Corbinio.
Yeah. It's not ideal, but yeah, I guess it's good that you were able to fulfill that, because like, a lot of people go through their career without even winning a grand final. Yeah. So that is pretty good. Now, Bailey, I do have a personal question for you. 1 year ago when we had you on the pod, we actually asked you this, and it was, what was your goal for the following year? And for you, you said it was to make the state team.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, you got named in the 18s. Like, I want to sort of ask you, like, first of all, congratulations for that. Thanks, but second of all, how was the feeling when you heard that news?
Oh, mate, it was surreal, man. I've been thinking about been, you know, that high level footy for a long time. You know, I never thought I'd actually make it.
Mm.
Ever since I started playing footy, I thought I'd just play for fun. And I thought, because there were so many people playing footy in Australia, I thought there was no chance of me even getting close.
Yeah.
And then I started to, you know, by 2022 season, like, as an underage, it was pretty good, I guess.
Yeah.
And then heading into the 2023 season, you know, I was destined to know. I thought it was an actual chance, and I got the call up. Praddy called me. And man, it was
it's awesome, man.
I was
you just can't undescribe it. Yeah, because like when you said it a year ago, and the fact that you've like actually made it, like when I saw that, I was like, damn, good on him.
Yeah,
I was happy for you. But obviously, like sort of following in your brother's footsteps, because he makes the 18s as well.
Mm-hmm.
What was his reaction to you getting the call up?
He sort of expected it, because he's always, you know, been there, and he's like, yeah mate, you're gonna make it. You're good. You're really good. Because he knows what it's like to be at that level. And he just told me. And then I found out, told him, he was like, mate, you deserve it, you know? All the things you've done for the past, even since Futures.
Yeah.
All that work since you've done then, and you've proved so much. And I was like, thanks, man.
Yeah, thanks, man. Yeah, nice. Now, for Ben, obviously, I want to ask you something more related to PSA with your experience in the school. So this one goes a while back, but back in year 8, you made the move from Arrowmore to Trinity.
Yeah.
And obviously, it's safe to say you've had like a lot of experiences in that time. You know, you're playing a key position in Trinity at the moment, and you've had like some great memories made. Do you think you would be where you are in footy, not just in the PSA, but going on to Colts, if you hadn't made that switch to Trinity back in year 8?
Oh, nah, definitely not. I reckon that was a big thing, me moving to Trinity, because early on, like past couple of years, you know, Trinity hasn't been that great at footy. Like, we haven't been like touted that high, and due to that, like, it allowed me to get some opportunities, like playing up years when I was younger, like in year 10 playing first footy, where like if I was at other schools or something like that, like probably wouldn't have got that chance. I definitely reckon that like helped my development with footy and stuff like that.
And the main reason you moved to Trinity was for footy.
Yeah, it was for footy, and obviously like had like you and all the other boys there, like mates and stuff. So
yeah, what do you think? Like, what would you say has been your what's been the best thing about playing Trinity footy? Would you say?
Oh nah, probably just the mates you make. Mm. Like a lot of them, like you wouldn't think you'd become close mates with them, but then off the field, like we just still stayed connected and stuff like that. So
how would you say like it compare, the team culture at Trinity compares to that of like East Perth? Because obviously with you, you're like in and out of East Perth because of the PSA priority, but would you say like they're both like pretty solid?
Yeah, nah, both cultures are pretty good. Yeah, I reckon, especially like it's good to have both, because I can go to East Perth and still like fit in with all the boys, and then go back to Trinity and obviously be with all my schoolmates, and so it's pretty good.
Yeah, I know both places. Like, it's pretty cool seeing like the Trinity guys playing East Perth, because it was your last game against had a mental blank.
Perth.
Came down to that game, and I remember I saw a play. I think it was you got it out of a pack.
I gave it to Andre to
Cole.
Yeah,
Cole to Adam. It didn't result in a goal, unfortunately. But I was sitting there. I was like, oh my god,
because
I was like, just all Trinity people, all in this one stream of play. And it is cool to see that culture sort of building down into East Perth from Trinity. And now, Bailey, obviously you've spent most of your time at East Perth, like longer than Ben, because Ben's been in and out of the PSA, obviously. But how's your overall experience been at East Perth?
Oh, it's been good, man. Ever since I came in to Colts 2022, the culture's been there for the whole time. You know, the boys all get around each other. They're all really good players as well. A solid team with us. Yes.
It is a solid team. Like, I mean, you guys came close to Perth, and they're undefeated, aren't they?
Yeah.
So, I mean, that like, it was unlucky, but you guys almost got it.
Yeah, we've had a few rough times this year, but we came back. To come that close to a team that undefeated just shows that who we are as a team.
It's pretty good. And, like, also, with the whole, like, coaching staff at East Perth, like, it's safe to say that there's always going to be people that support you massively.
Mm.
If you could name anyone, like, any coaches that have sort of helped you in your journey, who would it be?
Just everyone in there.
It's everyone. They all play their role, though.
Everyone, yeah. Like, Trav, back the backs coach, Praddy especially, head coach. Curto gave me a chance last year. Ballas, the manager, always being there for me. Just everyone.
Yeah, and would that be the same as you, Ben?
Yeah, 100%.
What about, like,
going back to Trinity, how's like Chris Mayne been?
Chris Mayne, yeah. last year, he didn't really have a lot of like involvement, yeah. I guess you would say, in the first footy side. And then obviously we lost our coach, Scotty Moore, to the Perth Colts team. And then so Chris Mayne stepped up and took over the head coaching role. I mean, and he's just been like, he's just like another one of your mates out there, basically. Yeah, like he's really built that like connection with the boys, and yeah, it's been really good.
And I can tell that as well, because even like walking around the school, I see like how he like chats to you boys, yeah, like as if he's one of your mates, which is like, that's cool to see. It's good to have that relationship with your coach, and you know, all the extras he's doing, like the meetings at,
yeah, lunch. Especially he's got like all like his connections and stuff like that, and like he's played the game obviously at the highest level you can, and his experience like that he's brought down to us boys has helped a lot throughout the 100%. Team.
Now something that we always talk about with these type of episodes with the PSA Colts type of people interview, we chatted about this with Will Cassidy, which he had some awesome things to say about it. I'll start with you, Bailey, from sort of like a outsider's perspective, I guess, from the PSA. What do you think of the whole... First of all, the PSA is a competition, but also the rule of the priority.
Oh, well, I actually haven't watched a PSA game ever in my
really?
Life. No, oh, never geez. Seen one.
Yeah, right.
But from what I hear, there's some really good talent. Yeah. And they're like the top end, like, there's some really good players. Like, last year, who did we have last year? Ruben?
Yeah, geez, I'll ask about that, yeah.
Corey Warner,
because Ruben's obviously playing in AFL at the moment. Like, how is that seeing like players that you guys have played with or against playing at the highest level, seeing them on TV?
It's good, man. It's funny.
Rude,
I love him, man. It's good seeing him out there and doing what they worked hard so hard for.
Yeah, he's killing it, man. But you got to feel for him, you know. Like, Eagles obviously being in a really rough
he was
patch.
So ass right now. Oh my god.
And you feel for the young guys, because like Ruben,
yeah,
it, like when I look at the positives of Eagles, that's probably one of the only ones I can name is like Ruben, because he has so much potential. But I mean, who else have you boys like played with that are playing at the highest level? Like, what about you, Ben, like in the PSA?
People I've played against, like Elijah Hewitt,
yeah,
Neil Erasmus, Angus Sheldrick, Corey Warner, Ruben obviously, Arthur Jones.
Yeah, because you've been playing first since...
What, year 10. Year 10, round yeah, one, geez. Year 10, yeah.
So yeah, you would have definitely come across
it. Trying to think, who else? Jed Buzzlinger, obviously, played with him.
Oh, yeah, Buzz.
Played with Robbie Hansen, who just got picked up mid-season draft.
Robbie Hansen.
Jeez, I hope I'm not missing anyone, obvious.
No, there's obviously from, a long list. There's heaps
of Josh Draper, he got picked up from Trinity as well.
You reckon he'll get a game?
Who knows? Who knows with injuries and opportunities that come.
It would be good if he did, but it's cool to see. Definitely, even for me, like seeing the Trinity guys make it. Like Robert Hansen, I think we might be getting him on this podcast, hopefully, when he comes back to Perth. But that's awesome to see those sort of guys. But we'll move on to some quickfire questions.
Yeah.
You boys are aware of this. Just a bit of switching it up, a bit of fun. So this first one's a pretty simple one. We'll start with you, Bailey. We'll do one for one. What's the nickname you get out on the field?
Harbs,
yeah. What about you, Ben?
BT.
BT, yeah. I already know the answer to that. What is your dream job outside of footy?
Probably a Sparky.
What?
Yeah, some...
Oh, jeez, I actually don't know this one. Probably a fireman.
Fireman, really?
Fireman.
Yeah, what the?
What are you talking about? Oi, Kieran Frame, bro. If this guy's listening to this podcast, he knows.
Well, he got you on that.
Yep, he knows.
Fair enough. I mean, you gotta be really fit for it, which, you know, I'm sure you'd put in the work. So yeah, what is your favorite movie? I think I know yours, Bailey. But
bit sad, maybe Titanic.
Really? That's your favourite movie?
Titanic? Oh.
I thought it was like John Wick or something. Summary. I don't even know why.
Titanic.
Fair enough. All right. What about you?
Mate, I don't even know. I'm just going to say the last horror movie that I watched, the Evil Dead Arise. That was a pretty good one.
I forgot about the horror movies.
Yeah, because I couldn't really think of one. But I'll just go with that.
The Conjurings.
Yeah. Yeah, they're good.
I'm not really a fan of horror movies, as you boys probably know, but yeah.
Cabin Fever.
Bro, don't even mention that.
Ride Along 2.
Oh, yeah.
The one with Kevin Hart.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right. Funniest movie, man.
That's solid. I mean, there's so many good movies out there.
Ride Along 2.
Just don't mention Cabin Fever. That's, jeez. Summer or winter?
Summer.
All right.
Summer.
Yeah, summer, summer.
That surprised me.
Because even though footy's a winter sport.
That's what I thought.
But I just like the weather of summer.
Sun's out.
Yeah.
I agree. Summer's so good, mate. Go to the beach every day. Nothing beats it. Well, this is related to summer. Beach or the pool?
Beach.
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 Yeah, beach.
Yeah.
I'm more of a... Yeah, I don't know. I think it's good to have a balance, you know?
Yeah. But
that's just me. Now, Bailey, we did mention this before about your brother, like obviously the influence he's had on you. I want to sort of ask you, like, because he obviously doesn't play for East Perth anymore, and he's our South Fremantle, and he's playing forward. Like, how has that influenced you and how you play your game? Obviously, being a backman.
Well, he doesn't really tell his secrets, you know, but because I watch him, you know, I know that's what all small forwards like to do. It's good to see them and what he says to me, what he does on the field, you know, I can learn a few things, you know, learn how to play on some crafty small forwards like him, but he knows I'll lock him up any day.
You know what's funny, like, I've always thought, like, imagine one day, like, you have to verse him, like, sometime down the line.
Yeah, if it ever happens, then I'd make sure I'd be playing on him and I'd show him out, it's done.
Like, East Perth League versus South Freer League. You're playing on the derby too.
Oh yeah, when's that coming? Isn't that coming up soon? When they verse, or have they already versed?
They just versed like two, three weeks ago.
East Perth.
Oh yeah. Right, yeah.
Come on.
I haven't really been keeping up with the league too much, but I just watch you boys. But
because you go for Subi,
Shout out Corey. He gets a shout out in pretty much all these episodes, but and you have played a bit of midfield as well. Recently.
Mm-hmm.
How have you found that switch?
So fun, man. Like, it's good running around, you know, not doing whatever you want, but, you know, just having that freedom to go wherever on the field you want, you know, just dive in for the ball, you know, smash people.
Yeah.
Just do whatever you want. You know, it's fun running around, but it's hard. It's hard work, but it's
a lot of running.
It's really fun. It's good because I can do that, I can, you know, switch from playing back to mid, and I think it's a good thing. Yeah, it's good for a player to be able to play two positions.
Yeah, have a bit of versatility. It's good. Because it was funny because... My dad, like, always, like, keep an eye on, like, who's playing, where you boys are playing, and he was, like, he was looking at the list. He was sitting right there where Ben's sitting, and he's like, oh. He's like, Takes off his glasses. He's like, Bailey's playing midfield. I was like, no, give it here. Because I didn't think that you were going to be playing midfield, and then obviously I messaged you, and you told me. So, and, you know, you've done very well in the midfield, so good on you for that. Now, we'll go on to a bit of deeper questions outside of footy, but it's who you sort of get your advice from. Not even in just footy. Actually, I'll start with you, Ben, because obviously, like, I'm sure we mentioned your brother a little bit before, Bailey, but who do you sort of go to for that key advice in footy, outside of footy, multiple people? Who sort of pops to your head?
Oh, nah, I'll just go with, like, footy. It just has to be my dad.
Yeah,
my 100%. Dad, 100%. Like, ever since he coached me through juniors, like, always giving me tips, like, We've definitely had that many fights where I've played a bad game or I didn't agree with something that he said during his coaching, and I just walk home from games and, like, after games I'd just walk home and he would just drive home by himself and, like,
that Perth game.
He's given me my fair share of sprays, but he's also, you know, he's always there, you know, to give me advice when I need it, and so it'd be my dad.
It's good, especially, like, obviously he coached all three of us for Cardies, but it's funny seeing him, like, watch at the Trinity games, like, all the boys that used to play Cardies.
Well, he reckons he's still a coach, he's yelling on the sidelines.
Because, like, I sit, like, Trent, Andre, Talon, obviously you, there's probably a couple other guys I'm forgetting. Are those all the Cardies guys?
Trent, Andre. Yeah, I reckon.
I really hope I'm not forgetting.
Yeah, I know.
But yeah, it's just funny because seeing your dad, like, always shout out their name.
On the streamer, when you're watching it back, you can, like, my dad sits right under the scoreboard. And you can just hear him yelling at players, like just giving instructions at players and stuff. And then when they don't do it, he's like, oh, it's just it's so funny.
Yeah, that is pretty funny. Yeah. And what about you, Bailey? Who'd you sort of go to advice?
Oh, well, obviously Caden.
Yeah.
But my dad too, here and there, yeah. But it's like, I haven't really gone to anyone for, like, I don't really go to anyone for advice all the time. I think the thing about me is that I've learned a lot on my own. I've done a lot on my own. But obviously the coaches and all that. But, you know, a lot of it I've just, you know,
by
done.
Yourself,
just by playing a lot of footy, just... learnt it, you know?
I think what about more like a grounded level? Like, obviously we mentioned before the coaches, but I mean, who's like a coach that sticks out to you that like usually is there for you, like tells you what you're doing wrong and everything like that? Is there anyone that sort of sticks out to you? It's hard to say, eh?
Yeah,
like I said before, the whole team.
Praddy, ever since he came, he's always been there for me, you know, always there to chat, not just about footy, but about mental things.
Yeah. What about you, Ben? Like Chris Mayne?
I mean, obviously, other than my dad, I'd just have to go Chris Mayne.
Yeah.
Like recently, like he's just been such like a role model for all us boys, so yeah, I'd have to go him.
100%. And you guys have found like quite a bit of success so far. Like you guys obviously came up short against Scotch, which was it's unfortunate.
I don't
want
to talk about it, bro.
Yeah, it's all good, but you know, I mean, you guys beat Aquinas, which
that was the best win.
That was a massive win, man. That was crazy. I loved
that was a good game too. That was a good game,
man. I loved watching that. So yeah, awesome to see. I sort of want to get a bit of a gauge on the culture down at East Perth, like, you know, who sort of sticks out to your head when you think of people that are like pretty funny on the team.
Sam Graham.
Sam Graham.
And why is that?
I love Sam, man. He's such a nice boy.
I reckon, like, you know, every team is like that one player that if like another like player another team touched him, like they would just die. Like Sam's just that guy. Like someone touched him, but the whole team would
just
run.
Everyone
just
might.
To kill all the older boys.
Will Cassidy, Zav Milner, Bailey Maxwell,
Mitch Miller, all the boys.
They're the boys. One person, all the boys just get around mostly is Brody Delaney.
Oh, Brody Delaney.
Always giving him fines for stuff, but we love him, but it just had to be him that would miss that goal.
Miss the goal of game, win the game.
I felt like
he's
a really good player. But
He was playing well.
Had to be him.
It's unfortunate, man. I mean, talking about culture, I was chatting to this with Andre before. It was the camp you guys went on like earlier this year. Where'd you guys go again?
For ours, down at Margaret River.
Yeah, Margaret River. Yeah, that's the
one. No, that was good because we went like because we got a lot of boys that are from Margaret River.
Yeah,
our team. So it was good to go back to like their hometown or whatever, and you know, just like experience their culture and what the travel like is like for them to travel from there to up to here to go play games and stuff like that. So it was a good insight into that.
Yeah. Were there any like funny stories?
We slept. Well, me and Lewis, Nana.
Yeah.
There's nowhere to sleep, so we just went in the bathroom in the toilet.
Slept in
put
the
our
toilet.
Swag in
yeah there. Like no like literally they were in toilet stalls and then I came back in there because I didn't want to sleep outside and lucky I didn't because the sprinklers went off on everyone in their tents outside and dressing room on. And so I went into the bathroom with them, I had like just like a one person mattress, and then by the end of the night, I had two other blokes sleeping on the mattress with me, and I was just like this. Just
bro, it would have been cold in there, I can imagine.
Yeah,
no, it was warm.
warm with you. You were snuggled up.
You know, because Andre was telling me about it, and he said like, it was pretty enjoyable and quite funny. But we're about to go on to some questions that got sent in for you boys. But just before we get on to that, just one more question about a personal question for both of you. I asked you guys a similar question last year when we did this, and that was the finding the life balance between footy, social life, school, work, all the other stuff that goes on. Has it changed since you last answered this question? Because obviously you're in your last year of high school and things are, you know, you get to that point where you're finishing school, you know, you got more responsibilities come on board. So how have you found like managing that balance?
Yeah, I found it pretty good because it's been something I've been, you know, wanting to like trying to do. I think it's really, really important to be around your mates outside of footy to build connections, you know, make your life, like, have, like, be happy, not just think about footy all the time. Think about footy all the time, you're just going to overthink about it.
100%, you know. Yeah. What about you, Ben?
Yeah, definitely, definitely having a balance. It just gives you, like, an outlet from footy.
Yeah.
Which I personally think it makes you play better. If when you're not thinking about it all the time, you have an outlet and just been able to go out and do other stuff. It just takes your mind off everything and all the stress and stuff like that.
So. Definitely. All right. Well, moment we've all been waiting for. I'm sure all the listeners have been waiting for this as well. But some questions that got sent in. You guys got heaps, like Clearly, people love you too. So, yeah, we'll start with Will Cassidy sent in a couple. This first one isn't actually a question. It just says BT and then like that. Yeah, not really a question, but though I mentioned that. And one for Bailey. Where did Harbs become such a slay barber?
Oh, mate, been cutting hair since about a year.
Since fresh
cut his hair room, about, yeah. what, a week ago? Yeah. Cut his hair before the game.
Yeah.
Made him get 20 plus.
Yeah. Oh, Cass, if you're listening, I need
if anyone needs a haircut, hit me up.
Yeah. I need my clippers back. They're still at his house.
Harbour's barber. Yeah, because, buddy, I told you before this podcast, I was going to mention this, but I saw the TikTok that you made on Will Cassidy. The what the hell?
What the hell?
yeah, that was pretty funny. Got one from Owen Hewitt. Pre-game ritual.
Got any?
Shaving
my legs.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Pre-game ritual. I actually don't know why. I kind of just go with the flow, to be honest. I don't really have like a ritual.
Yeah.
I sort of just go out there and just do whatever I feel like. Like sometimes I don't like doing like a warm up, like a long warm up, or so I'll just sit out and just kick the footy. Or sometimes I feel like I want to do a warm up, or it just really just depends on the day
for me. But you know, when I get there, I try to have a lot of fun, like make all the boys laugh. Like I'll start playing Country Road.
Yeah,
I start dancing in the change rooms.
Oh, they played Country Road at our game on the weekend when we were warming up.
Yeah, right. Yeah, because I mean,
just have you know, smile.
Yeah,
it's like, fun. Yeah, you don't take it
too seriously. Yeah, it takes your mind off it too.
Yeah, because I know there's always different answers for this question. Because like some people are like mad superstitious. Like, you got to put in the right socks. Like, I don't know, have like a specific like pair of shorts on. I don't know.
I wear the same jocks.
I mean, yeah, that's probably a common one. But yeah, it's just like some people.
They're literally mine too. So just think about that.
Bro, what? That's crazy. Oh my god. Alright. One from BK.
Plays
East Perth Boys.
Yeah.
Is it true that BK is Ben Thomas's true father?
It is true.
No, it isn't, bro.
But I'm BK's father as well, so that makes him my grandson.
No, bro. BK literally. Oh, yeah. Right, I'm not even gonna answer that.
He's not gonna answer. All right, fair enough. Go on from Connor Roberts. Big up, Connor. Favorite food?
Burgers.
Yeah, ham. Burgers. Yeah. Yeah.
We always burgers. Get them.
Burgers.
Nothing beats.
Everywhere you go.
Or burritos.
Yeah.
Guzman.
Guzman. Oh,
yeah.
I had that the other night. Actually,
we literally had that last night for dinner.
It's so good, man. We've got another one from Connor. He sent in a few. How do you control your emotions while playing footy? That's actually a good question. Because you can get pretty heated.
Yeah, at the start of the year, like pre-season, I used to, like, in the games, I was getting pretty heated because I just thought, you know, I don't know, I was getting really heated. But something I control my emotions at, think about, like, you can't change what just happened.
Mm.
You can only control what happens next.
Yeah.
So you can't just butter up, just think about what happened in the past. Like, control what you can, you know, what you can control, what happened next. Because if you forget about it, think about the next contest or something, then it'll get you far.
Yeah.
Yeah. For me, I've never really been like a overly like, I don't know, mad person on the field. Like, sure, like you get angry at some things, but never really been like that. Except that one hail game we had this year. I kind of lost it a bit.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, I kind of lost it a bit.
I was like, what is he doing?
Yeah, it just took my head out of the game. But I don't know. To be honest, it's sort of just like find like a flow. And then like when things aren't going your way, like it doesn't really matter. Because you just got to try to find that flow and change things up again sort of thing.
Yeah, because I guess it, out on the field, like people are always going to try and get to you as well.
Yeah.
With like words and stuff like that.
I get that a lot.
But yeah, you just got to, it's easier said than done, but you just got to block it out, I guess. Oh, we got another one from BK. Who has the biggest booty in East Perth?
Oh, bro, BK.
That's crazy.
BK's booty.
Yeah.
Like, what's it called? When he's always sagging, bro. He's always sagging. Because he doesn't want to show his booty.
Yeah, he's.
And he's working on them cheeks, bro. Yeah, he's been working on them.
He doesn't skip that.
Pause, bro. Pause.
Lockie Emmett,
oh, jeez. Yeah.
Griffin Hyde or Lockie Emmett, who's better?
Oh, Griff. You gotta go Griff.
Damn, that's good. Emma,
Nah, Ember's not a bad player, but Griff's just funny, bro. I just gotta put him there just for the culture. Like, yeah, it's just funny.
Fair enough. Just,
both of them are funny.
Yeah.
But Griff is.
Griff's something unique. Else. He's unique.
We got Ben's gonna like this one. Ella Pisano. How's it being vice captain, and what does Ben do for the team? In brackets for BT.
Okay.
How's it being vice captain? Yeah, I mean, that was obviously like a goal coming in the year to be vice captain, or like captain, whatever. But obviously, I mean, Adam, he was like well deserved being captain. I mean, he's always been a good leader to the team, and I mean, he's been really good this year. I don't know what I bring to the team. I don't know, just like the connection with the boys and stuff like that. Like you just gotta be there for everyone else out in the field and stuff like that.
Because
I feel like I'm more of a leader, like the way that I play instead of like vocal
with your action,
sort of thing. More of like an action sort of leader.
But fair enough. Because I mean, like you look at Adam and like how he's.
I mean, he's just got both. He's actions and vocal opportunity.
He's a natural leader because like even outside of footy, in the Trinity, I did like this cheer squad thing for the swimming carnival.
He's deputy head boy too.
Yeah, like
he's
how he gets leader. All the boys going. It's pretty cool to see. And like I'm sure like I do want to bring up another moment in the Aquinas game that you guys won in the club room. I was like outside the door
after the game,
mate.
That was good. Eh?
I'm not gonna lie. That gave me goosebumps. Like, straight up, I heard what he was saying. I'm like, damn. Like, fair enough. So good on both of you and all the leaders down at the club. Got one from Brandon O'Driscoll. Why is BT's head so big?
How, bro?
Good question. So many questions.
Hey, I'm just gonna answer this. Only he'll know. Step brother. That's he'll only know that answer, right?
I got no clue.
That's how I'm gonna answer question that. Knows.
Brandon, there's
head check.
Gee, well, there's another one for Ben, but I'll ask both of you this. This is from Oliver Coates.
Coates.
Does Ben Thomas have a goal-kicking routine?
A goal-kicking routine?
Yeah.
When I actually like set shots, I like to spin the ball a lot.
Nah, he gets lucky.
Yeah, he gets lucky. 100% kicking rate, bro. Trust. Yeah. No, I like to spin the ball a lot until it just feels right, and then
I see you spinning it.
Then just walk up, kick it. I don't really have.
Do you have like a stepping route? Like you take like a certain amount of steps or anything?
No, not really.
Yeah. I do. Well, because I was a forward.
Yeah.
You know, didn't go well last year.
Yeah,
but so take the mark where the person marked it. 7 steps, mark it there, and then 14.
Yeah.
So then you walk. Because when you start it, you walk, you jog to another 7. So you walk to 7, jog another 7, and kick it on that 7 mark. Just gives you rough idea.
So that's what your routine is. Fair enough. I know, going back to
really
someone
had
we
to use it for a while.
That's all right. You never know. You might get the chance. But someone we interviewed on here, Sam Van Ruin, he was saying how he has like you would know him because you've played states and all that. But he has like a certain stepping. I think it's like 13 steps or something like that. But yeah, it's pretty interesting that people have that, but whatever works. Last question we have here, I don't know how you pronounce a bit of a weird username. I don't know how to pronounce it. I'm not even going to attempt it, but you know who you are if you're listening. How did you two meet, and what are your plans for the future?
So we met back in primary school, year 5, on his first day of school, and he joined.
First person I met at school, and then we just started hanging out ever since.
Yeah.
And here we are.
We're just hanging out every weekend for like...
I remember when the teacher told us we were going to have a new student called Bailey come in. Thought it was going to be a girl. Thought it was going to be a girl.
And then for every weekend for like, what's it now? Like 7 years, I think.
Jeez, that's crazy, man.
Plans for the future? I don't know. Live together.
Yeah.
I guess he doesn't clean.
I bet you both don't. I reckon you both wouldn't.
He does.
Well, look, it's awesome to see how fast time has gone and how you boys have stayed close all this time. You know, it is pretty cool. So, that's all the questions that got sent in. Some pretty good ones in there. You guys got shown a lot of love, so that's pretty good. Just before we go, I have some mental questions that we ask everyone at the end of every episode. Just got a few here for you boys. And first one is, with all the training that you do you ever feel and we didn't mention this briefly before, but do you ever feel like mentally burnt out with like all the training you do in a week?
Well, that comes back to being like balanced.
Yeah.
Socially balanced. I don't think you'll be mentally burnt out if you're having that balance, you know, seeing your mates on the weekend before, you know, just at school. I've never been mentally burnt out because I've always been with my mates. I've always trying to hang out with them all. And I think because of that, it's, you know, I've been able to keep it, you know, steady.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah, no, I'd probably agree with that too.
Yeah, it's just about having that balance.
Yeah, every now and then, like, sometimes I just wake up and just, I don't want to go to training, or I don't want to do this session or something like that. But then it's just like once you go there and do it and get everything done with, then you just feel like you just feel good about yourself, good feeling, and then you just move forward. So
yeah. And how do you boys like mentally prepare for games? Obviously, we mentioned like the superstitions and rituals and all that. But like, is anything, I guess you can relate to like listening to music or meditating? Like, do you do any of that sort of before a game?
Just have a party before the game. like
in the change rooms
in the morning.
I was gonna say.
Also
but
at home, always waking everyone up. I wake my brother up. You know, just getting excited, getting happy. Yeah.
Fair enough. Yeah, mine definitely be like listening to like music in the shower, stuff like that. Just trying to like listen to music all morning.
Is there any like particular music? Because I know some people like to listen like music to calm them down.
Country.
No, I just listen to like upbeat, you know, music. Just try to try yourself hyped up.
Yeah, just fair enough. I guess that's probably the most popular one. Like some people say like meditating, like works for some, that doesn't work for others. But yeah, music is
definitely... can't sit still for that long.
I know, yeah.
I've always got new things to listen to. I'm always on the Orcs. Ask the boys.
Yeah.
Music's the best.
What about dealing with a loss? How do you, like, when you lose a game, obviously it puts you in a shit mood. But like, how do you sort of... try not to dwell on it too much?
Yeah, you just take the positives.
It is what it is. It's footy.
Work on the niggas.
Yeah, move on.
Yeah,
yeah. Cause you guys like, do you watch like quite a bit of tape like of games?
Yeah,
of, like,
yeah. Especially in like reviews, like the beginning of the weeks and stuff like that from the game on the weekend.
Do you find that they like help like quite significantly?
Yeah,
with, like,
100%.
Yeah, I can imagine it would.
It's all about, you know, like not, you know, dwelling on it.
Yeah,
I feel like the Eagles like obviously they're going through a rough time, but like at least they're not, you know, giving up.
I look at the young guys and they're like giving it, they're all out there. I mean, it is a rough time.
It's just a tough watch, really.
Yeah, hopefully next few years we'll pick it back up and get back to where we were. But
get Harley Reid.
I mean, well, geez, now you mention it, do you actually reckon Eagles will pick him up? I don't reckon they will.
I couldn't tell you if they either want to get him or if they just want training for draft picks.
It depends what direction they want to take. But I don't reckon they will, to be honest with you. But well, I mean, it's funny you mentioned.
Right, well,
he's actually versing.
I was just about to mention that.
Playing
so,
the state game today.
Yeah, he'll be there.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I reckon some people actually just go and watch solely because
don't really care about him. Watch all the WA
boys. You clamp him up, eh? 100% you would.
He's got a lot of hype.
He's a good player. He's a really good player.
He is, man. Alright, well,
try hard.
Yeah, sweat.
Last question before we go. What motivates you in performing well? Like, do you have a key motivation you think to when playing footy? I know a lot of guys, we have asked this question. Like, for example, we asked Josh Brown this recently, and he said it was to make the AFL. Is there anything that sticks to your head when you're finding times hard or you're going well in footy that you think to straight away, that's why you keep pushing?
Probably make the AFL too, but also make myself happy. Mm. You know, because if I don't really play that well, I just, you know, kind of down about it for like a day, but then just come back from it.
Yeah, it's a good answer.
But, I don't know, really.
Anyone like you try and make proud, any of that stuff?
Oh, obviously
like,
family.
Yeah. Stewie, my dad.
Is that your key motivation? Like,
yeah, probably, so I don't get rolled by him when I get home.
Okay, fair enough.
For Stewie.
Like, if I'm dead, just dying there on the ground, like, wait, in the...
Get
the,
up, BT.
Yeah, in the last game against the Scotch,
I remember that.
I split my eye open, had to go to hospital after, and I'm there just dying on the ground. He's just like, get up,
I saw that.
Get up.
Me and my dad were trying not to laugh at that because we were sitting like...
Every time I'm down, like, it's just...
Get up. good on.
Yeah, but that's only because he wants the best for me, really. Like,
obviously.
He just, yeah.
I mean, like, from a dad's perspective, like, it'd be pretty shit seeing your son, like, on the ground in, like, in pain. Yeah,
he doesn't care.
No, he doesn't. Like, he doesn't really care. To
be honest. Yeah, yeah, he's like.
As long as I'm moving, he knows I'm right. So it's just that's what he goes off.
Yeah, fair enough. But that wraps up, boys. Pretty good chat. Appreciate you both coming on.
Yeah.
Bit of a 1 year reunion. Yeah. Shame we couldn't get Lewis on, but you know, maybe we'll get Lewis on.
Golf right now. But yeah, he chucked the sickie for work to go play golf.
And he's still bad. I'll still
and
bad.
He, yeah.
hope he doesn't get.
Hope
get
Lewis fine. Watches. I'll beat you in golf, mate.
Yeah.
Well, mate, Lewis, if you're watching, be happy to get you on for a chat, mate.
So good at golf. I shot 81 from 9 holes.
Oh, yeah.
If anyone knows golf.
81 from 9 holes.
Golf is a big one for the footy guys, sort of get...
It's a good score.
Take their mind off the game. But yeah, thanks for coming on, boys. it was a good chat. I really enjoyed that. I wish you both the best for the future. You guys are both doing really well in footy. So, maybe we'll get you on for a third time sometime down the line. Always happy to have you boys on. Always good to catch up. So, everyone listening or watching on YouTube or Spotify platforms, just a quick message from myself. Lately, we've been getting a lot of content out. Not only have we been doing podcast episodes, but we're doing mic'd up with the people we interview. So, these boys will have a mic'd up episode coming out. When you guys are watching this, probably Wednesday. This will be out on the Sunday. Keep an eye out. We're trying to switch it up, trying to get some more mic'd up. A lot of you have been requesting that. Just before we go, a quick shout out to Infinite Society. Thank you for the shirt. Their upcoming brand, clothing brand in Perth. Go and chuck them a follow. Got some very nice clothes. And might have a cheeky collab coming soon, so just keep an eye out for that. And appreciate it, boys. I'll catch you guys in the next episode of The Athlete's Mind. Thank you.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of The Athlete's Mind. Make sure you go and follow the Instagram, go and subscribe to the YouTube, and go and follow the TikTok. You don't want to miss any new videos and updates that are going on with The Athlete's Mind. Thanks again for tuning in, and we'll catch you in the next episode.